Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate, as you all know, the solemnity of the motherhood of God. God became man, and becoming man, he received a human mother. He was not born of God as Father, but generated from all eternity. This is what we often hear when we reflect on God. Sometimes we don't. It's hard for us to conceptualize something because we're always working in time, our kind of time, not divine time. God is outside of our time. He doesn't work from moment to moment like we do. We have a now, a past, and a future. We're always passing consecutive moments, if you will. And yet, in a moment in time, he became man, born of the Virgin. It's a great mystery which many saints ponder. This is one of the greatest of all the mysteries. It's one of the reasons why Our Lady has all the great privileges she has, because she was to be a mother. And not just any mother, but the mother of God. For us English-speaking Americans and those who have no concept any longer of royalty, kings and queens and nobility of that type of like, if you will, it's hard for us to understand the special privileges given to Our Lady. And we say oftentimes, you know, well, why all these special privileges? Why does she get this and that? Why do the church want to attribute this now and then that other privilege and that other prerogative? How come? And yet, in olden times, when we had royalty, there was always a training, a preparation, because it was known that that person one day could be governing people, reigning and, you know, trying to organize a whole government, and it's managing its people and its laws and its rules. And so there was a special preparation. They had special privileges, special prerogatives in their preparation that the ordinary common man didn't have. How much more so this who is the Queen of Heaven and Earth, that she would need special preparation. And God didn't relegate that to just anybody, but to himself alone. He prepared her. Another beautiful analogy which the saints often talk about is, if you had the ability to make your mom, what kind of a mom would you make? Wouldn't you make the best of all mothers if you could make your mom great and awesome? Who wouldn't? It's fitting that God should give, and this is actually one of the arguments, given to Our Lady, even in the proof of her Immaculate Conception. You know, it was fitting that she should be Immaculate Conceived. It's something that God can do, and therefore he did it. And it's a proof that we can use many times over for all the various different prerogatives of Our Lady, because these prerogatives for the Mother of God, it's fitting that she should be awesome, wonderful, spectacular. And yet at the same time, we might think that this makes her distant. You know, she's not so close to us. She's so far away. And then we have to remember the special feast which we celebrate. Not only is she God's mother, but our Lord has made her our mother. And this is what we find on Calvary. And it's a teaching of the church, not just something that we pull out of a hat. Consistently down through the ages, it's always been understood that when our Lord said to Our Lady on Calvary, "Woman, behold thy son. Son, behold thy mother." Saint John is an apostle. He represents the church. And so on the cross, our Lord gave us his mother to be our mother. And we should imitate Saint John the Evangelist. He should be a patron for all of us in the sense that we want to be truly children of Mary. So that when we say she's our mother, that means that we're striving to imitate our mother. This is what makes us true children. We imitate our parents. And the first people that we want to imitate, you watch small children, it's humorous sometimes to, I'm not going to go into details, but they're the things that usually make you chuckle, the things that the little child will see dad doing something, the little boy sees dad doing something. No, I want to be just like dad. He's doing it, I want to do it. Wants to be exactly like, because that's his that's the great image he sees. He wants to be like dad. And it's the same thing with the girls. They do the same thing. They look at what mom does. They want to be just like mom. This is what makes us children of our parents. And as we come to understand our relationship with God, our Father, our Heavenly Mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, we want to become like our Heavenly Father. That's what our Lord exhorts, even God, in the Scripture says, be holy, for I am holy. This is what makes us children of our Heavenly Father. This is what makes us like our Heavenly Mother. Sometimes we forget. The first title in the Litany of Loretto is what? Holy Mary. So when we strive to be holy, again, we become like our Heavenly Mother. She heeded the commandment, be holy, for I am holy. And so if we imitate God, our Heavenly Father, if we imitate our Heavenly Mother, and we strive to be holy, then we truly are children of our Heavenly Mother and Father. Just a couple of words. I kind of like some of these little things. There's one from, of course, we know that the motherhood of Our Lady was defined at Ephesus under the title, which many of you, some of you have heard, some of you probably haven't, Theotokos, which means God bearer. Another phrase, Greek phrase for Mother of God. And this one from Pope Pius XI. It's an encyclical promulgated on the 25th of December in 1931. Lux Veritatis. Nor can anyone reject, this is just one little passage out of it. Nor can anyone reject this truth handed down from the first age of the church on the pretext that the Blessed Virgin Mary did indeed supply the body of Jesus Christ, but did not produce the word of the Heavenly Father, since, as Cyril already rightly and lucidly answered in his time, even as those in whose womb our earthly nature, not our soul, is procreated, are rightly and truly called our mothers. So did she, from the unity of her son's nature in one person, in other words, you have the divine nature, and the human nature united in the one person, the Son of God, attained to divine maternity. Beautiful explanation of this is, and this is one of the, you know, the arguments that was going way back when, is, you know, that Our Lady couldn't be the Mother of God. I mean, how could she be the Mother of God? Well, that's exactly what we're saying. When we say of a person, you know, the mother is the mother of this child. Well, is she mother of half the child? You know, one half is mom's and one half is dad's? It's just nonsense. You're not a mother of half a child. You're not a father of half a child. If you have a child, you're a mother of the whole child. You're a father of the whole child. God the Father is the father of the whole child, Jesus, from whom our Lord has his divine nature from all eternity, united to his Father. You know, there's only one God. We have Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And from all eternity, every day and every moment, our Lord, our Heavenly Father, can say, this day I have begotten you, because it's an eternal generation. And yet in time, we know that, and this is what we're, you know, we're coming back to this point again so we all understand it. At a moment in time, he took on a human nature from the Blessed Virgin. And from that moment on, he became her child, her son. And as he is also the son of his Heavenly Father, he is also now the son of the Blessed Virgin for the rest of time. Both this time and eternal time, he is always now the son of the Blessed Virgin. And so we celebrate this great mystery, and we thank our Lord in his great generosity for giving, not only taking on Our Lady as his mother, but even more importantly for us, that he's given her to us as our mother. And that in our needs, we can turn to her as we do our own mother. To be like little children. I always like this, another beautiful image I like. I remember one time we were down in we were some feast and we had a little collation like we did at Christmas. one of the other friaries, and one of the small ones got a little bit a fright of something or other, and he charged his mother and, you know, just latched right onto her. And this is what we need to do. If we're a fright, we're scared, we don't know, you know, we're in trouble, whatever, to run to our Heavenly Mother like little children, trusting that she will protect us, she will guide us. Asking too for that grace. If you find that, you know, in times of need, in times of temptation, times of trouble, if you find that you're wanting and turning to Our Lady for help, ask that of Our Lady. That too is a grace. Ask for the grace to be attentive, that in your times of need and in the times of trouble, that you be quick to turn to Our Lady for her help and her protection. That you be mindful of that. It's a great grace to pray for. On this great feast day, may we thank our Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus Christ for giving us so great a mother as a Blessed Virgin Mary. Praise be Jesus and Mary.